Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, woo!
My name is Shakoya D, and I have here with me...
Being Breeze.
Damani.
And, yeah, so this is a podcast. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Love, life, music, mostly music, life, mostly life, and whatever else we feel like talking about. So, you know, just join us on our journey. Welcome. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Yep. Let's get into it, y'all.
So today's topic... today's topic is intersectionality.
College word.
You know what I'm saying?
That's one word.
Yes. Yeah,
it actually is. It really is a college word. We learned it in college.
Yeah. It's all one word. It'll be right somewhere. Somewhere. If it's not there, look it up. But still.
But yeah, so intersectionality. So, best way I can describe intersectionality. So, in the morning, right, when you wake up and look in the mirror, what do you identify as when you first wake up? Do you identify yourself as black? Do you identify yourself as a man? Do you identify yourself as, like, black man? Do you identify yourself as, like, straight?
King. Royalty. A blessing.
Okay.
All right. But when you...
After that.
Like, Grand Rising, King.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Carry on, please. Please.
Mm-hmm. When I look in the mirror, I see a king. I see royalty.
But, like, what do you identify with first? Like, if he was to give you the list of things, so, like, black, man.
Straight.
Like, what of those things?
Jamaican.
Jamaican, American. Yeah, what do you identify as first?
I never really thought about it, but I would probably say king.
Yeah,
I'll probably say black, young, black, king, man.
Okay, which one first?
Young.
Yeah.
Black.
So young and then black, and then man.
Then king.
King.
Then king.
And then man.
But black, actually, king comes first.
Okay, king. Gotcha. So king.
But I'm young and black.
King, young, black.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Got you.
You just trying to win. Oh, man. So, based off of that, what? Finish explaining.
Oh, yeah, so, it's
know,
just.
I my shoulder. Yeah. Like, just
doing the oozy shoulder. But, yeah, so based off that, it's just kind of seeing where you're, where the sections of you lie, right? So for you, you wake up and you see king, young, black, right? For me, the first thing I might see is, all right, I'm a black guy, right? And then maybe it's like, all right, I'm a black straight guy, right? And then just seeing where you identify first, and like realizing, like, all right, so like for you, when you wake up, where's the first? What's your initial thought when you see yourself? Is it?
I mean, typically, I'm black first, and then I'm a woman.
Assuming you're rooting for everybody, black.
Yeah, but it depends on. I also realize, in like just sitting here, that it depends on what stage of my life I'm in. Mm. So like, because I'm in a house full of guys right now, like a lot of times I wake up, I'm in a house full of black men. So I wake up and I'm like, I'm a woman first. Because I don't necessarily, I'm a queen first. So I don't necessarily have to think about, like, my race because I'm amongst other people that are my race. Right. But when I was in college and we went to a PWI, first, I wake up, I'm black first. Like, I recognize that I'm black first, then I'm a woman, then all these other things. So I think it also depends on, like, what stage of life you're in, what environment you're in. Mm. And stuff like that, but like on a day to day, at this current moment, I think I'm, you know, identify queen first, you know, and then I'm black, then it goes I'm straight, and then whatever else behind that.
So what does that do? Like what's the purpose for
understanding which one you identify with? I mean, it just understanding where your, I don't want to say your bias, but I guess your, like your internal bias would be, right? Because for you, if the first thing you identify with is like, hey, we're all, like if you walk into a room, say, hey, like I'm a guy, we're all guys, I'm hanging with the guys. It's like you identify with guys before you identify with blackness, which is okay, cool. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's but just recognizing
that you do that. Because then it's like, all right, now when you walk into a room, let's say it's black women, and it's like, all right, I initially identify, I'm the only guy in the room, as opposed to being like, all right, maybe you're just like, oh, we're all black in the room, and then maybe you don't notice it. So, yeah, it's just kind of like a...
It's literally yeah. like, so basically identifying the different parts of your life, the different aspects of your life, and who you are as a person, and kind of just identifying where they intersect.
So, if I walk into a room with all white people, I'm the only black person.
Is that how you think?
Or do you notice that you're the only, like...
I notice I'm the only black person. It don't make me... I'd be like, I need some color.
But if you walk into the room and it's all white women, what would you identify first? What would you notice first? That it was all women first or that they were all white people?
All white people.
Okay, so you identify with being black first in that scenario.
So again, what does this help me do? Like, what is the purpose of intersectionality?
Again, just identifying your...
Your layers.
Yeah, so your layers.
Once I identify that, what's the purpose of, like, what is the purpose of identifying this?
Well, okay, guys, we're not experts. But, so, like, you can identify that, but then it also kind of helps you to understand other people's perspective as well. So, like, in recognizing that, okay, I walk in this room and I identify as black first, you also notice, like, okay, the white women in this room, or let's say we both walked into this room, right? And you identify as, okay, we're the only two black people first.
I would talk to you before I talk to anybody else.
Well, right. That's...
I'm going to be like, okay, I feel sick. I'm going to go directly to you.
But listen, so then... let's say I walked into the room and then I identified, oh, it's all women in here and it's only one man. That means that I identify, my perspective in that moment is identifying with the fact that I'm a woman more so than the fact that I'm a black person.
There's nothing wrong with that either. But again, understanding that I recognize, she recognizes. It's more. It's a more importance for her that there's more women than there is more color, right?
Right. So
Go ahead.
So in a situation like that, whereas you felt safe walking toward me because I was the only other black person, I might feel more comfortable conversing amongst the other, like all the women, because I'm a woman. But that's just an example. I would probably more than likely if I walk in a room full of a bunch of white women, no offense to white people, but I'm going to be like, I'm the only black person here. That's crazy. Yeah. And if I see you, you're the only other black person, I would find comfort in you being there. But in the sake of the scenario, then you can see, you understand people's perspective a little bit better by what they're, in different scenarios, by what they're, what they identify with first.
Okay, so with that scenario, what is my perspective? Like, what do you get from that?
From that scenario? Mm-hmm. Is that you find... Okay, so in that scenario, you're entering the room with your blackness first, right? So, essentially, your perspective... Like I said, the perspective is going to be different. So you're going to leave it like, dang, I was the only black person in there. I was uncomfortable. Okay, let me try not to... do this because, you know, I'm black, you know, I can't be. Whereas my perspective is like, oh, I'm a woman, I can do whatever, da 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 da, whatever. Like, it's just leaving the situation with a different, I can't tell you what your perspective is in that moment because I'm not you.
Yeah.
But your experience in that moment may be different from mine just because of those two
things.
Identified.
So this is an experience based.
Yeah,
all of it is because all right. So let's take the same scenario, right? So you walk into the room, like, and instead of it being all white women, it's all black women, right? You may be comfortable, but the next thought might be like, I gotta stick it out for the guys, for the brothers, right? And it's like that instantly. Look at how differently your entire your perspective, your whole viewpoint is now. When you enter the room, you're entering the room on behalf of guys, or behalf of black guys in particular, but more so it's like guy then black, because everybody here is black already.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about that part of who you are. It's like, all right, we all black. But I'm the only guy here. Like, yeah.
Or,
so it's just different. Or even like, let's say we walk into a room full of Jamaicans.
That is a bad example. That's a great example.
I mean, like, it's a different example, though. Because it's like, okay, we walk into a room full of, like, full-blown Jamaicans. We're the only ones that's half Jamaican. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you identify with more first? Like, what are you thinking of first? You walk in there, all right, it's all black people. That's mm-hmm. off the mark. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I'm gonna walk in there and I'm gonna think I'm the only half Jamaican. Like, I'm the mm-hmm. only, like, partial American in this room.
For me, a part of me wanna get my Jamaican or get my patois on, but it's not where it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
So it's like, but if I do it, they're going to remember me. They're going to know who I am.
Right.
If I do it, they're going to know who I am. But it's like, nah, I don't want to embarrass myself like that.
But that's because you don't identify as Jamaican first.
Yeah.
Jamaican right. is like lower on the list of where you identify. Like, you still identify as it.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the importance of where you, again, depending on who you are, right? Like your father identifies as Jamaican probably before black,
mm-hmm.
which is different, right? Because in most cases, I mean, I'm sure he was like, I'm a black Jamaican, but there's also white Jamaicans. There's right. you know, so, but for him, he most of the time he identifies. So when he's out, it's like, hey, yo, I see somebody else that's Jamaican. I identify with you immediately, as opposed to like for you, you may identify with somebody that's Jamaican. But it may take you a while before you're like, oh, he's like, you know, I mean, we cool, but like, I see homie over here, he ran track, we went to the same college, I see that, I identify with that, like, I'm, you know, so that, yeah. that kind of thing, it's not even just the, like, down to, like, race, gender, and stuff, it could be, like, for me, I probably would see, when I see myself, it would be black, male, artist, and then then I think about, like, oh, of course, like, I'm thinking about whether or not I'm straight, whether or not I'm Jamaican. Like, it's other stuff but the first things that usually take precedence in my mind are those things.
And religion is one of the intersections and all of that stuff, too. So, like, just those different things that play factors, it, like, helps in, I guess, recognizing certain ways that we build relationships or how I became friends with this person.
Oh, so this is a relationship building tactic.
I mean, I wouldn't call it. I don't know. It's just like, it's like a personal understanding tactic. Because you're recognizing.
What class you learned this in?
I learned it in Wright Poetry Club.
Mm-hmm.
But Sierra, who was just on the podcast, she, okay, this episode yeah. has to come out before
I mean, it's all
right. After
it's,
that
it's
one.
All
right. Anyways, she did the event. She had a class on it. I didn't take a class on it, but she had a class on it. And then we had an event about it. And, like, we kind of basically, like, split up the room. Put different signs on the room, like, religions and different things like
where
that.
People went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just, like, just go wherever you identify with the most, like.
Yeah, and then just kind of go. Because, again, you could be. It's like, it could be me and you, but you could be like, hey, I identify as Jewish first. Like,
right.
And it's like, it can create a divide, but it also can make, it helps people get closer. So you may meet, depending on where you meet somebody, it also could be, depending on where you, like, the,
where your intersectionality kind of like collided, because I met her in poetry club. Originally, we wouldn't have identified ourselves as poets to start. The first thing I'm thinking of is that, bro, I rap. Like, I'm not.
I was telling them that every day.
She's like, I sing, so it's like, but we met at that point, and it's like, all right, had I met her in a different scenario, maybe if I met her in a place where it was just all black women, it may have been a totally different energy. It may have been like, hey, I'm putting on for the guy. I'm speaking on behalf of all males here, and it's like, your perspective and how you approach people may change just based off of who else is in the room with you. So the main reason I was asking, because it's interesting to see where people initially, like what they identify with initially. So when you first wake up, you said it was King, then Young. I don't think about Young. I know I'm young, but that's not something that I think about.
You're feeling young, right?
Yeah, like that's interesting because I don't really think about that either.
Like youthful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think about my age most of the time when I'm. Like, I mean, I do, but I don't usually, it's not a focal point for me.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I'm not like, oh, yeah, I'm.
But even, like, when I be saying young and youthful, I don't be thinking about, like, age. I be thinking about, it's a feeling. Like, you just feel.
Well, yeah, but even still, it's like, it's just not something that we, that's, like, lower on our list of something that we pay attention to first, like, as about ourselves. So, like. Yeah, that just wouldn't have popped in my head. Because I didn't think about it until earlier he had told me, you know, I'm just as good as a 27-year-old car.
That's not what I said.
Cars that are 27 years old. What you trying to say?
That's not what I meant. Originally, it was a joke about being old as dirt. I was like, nah, you're not old as dirt. About as old as a 27-year-old car.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Right.
You're not old as dirt. Because,
I mean, you're 27, so, I mean,
you're old as a 27-year-old car. But, like, a 27-year-old car, like, don't be functioning how a 27-year-old person might function.
I didn't know you were going to be thinking about you.
Right. Like, young and buff. Like... but just like just realizing that, like, that's not something that I would have even thought about. We probably should have looked at different aspects of intersectionality before we started talking about it, but
we're no experts.
We're not experts. We're
freestyling.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's funny because even the conversation of like, all right, young, what we're talking about, 27 is young for a human, 27 is old for a car.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just interesting, right? It's just a matter of perspective. And then when you're looking at certain things, like some things may be like young in one aspect, but old in another, or it just depends on the perspective mm-hmm. that you're approaching it from.
So about intersectionality, let's see. Intersectionality, it's based off what you identify with when you enter a room. Right.
Yeah.
When you identify with in general.
Yeah. Like where the sections of you kind of collide.
Yeah.
So, if you're supposed to be yourself all the time, your authentic self all the time, and you enter a room, shouldn't you be the same in this room as you are in the next room?
It's not necessarily saying that you're changing who you are. It's just like prioritizing which aspect of you, I guess you give the most, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
You shed light on the most or something like
so
that?
So it's still you. It just depends on, in this scenario, what do I notice more so about, like, what element is this bringing out of me? Like, what element is this scenario bringing out of me? Because I can walk into this room, and it's still me. I can walk into this room with all women, and I'm, like I said, I'm representing for the fellas. Or I can walk into this room, and it could be like, hey, I'm representing for all the black fellas. Or I'm representing for all the Jamaican fellas.
When
like,
we went to Brunch Fest, what did y'all identify with first?
A bruncher.
Yeah.
I was a bruncher first, mimosa or second. Well, you can go first.
I don't know. I don't even think I was thinking about it as much. I mean, I guess now I would say I probably was like, wow, there's so many black people here. Yeah. And I think that was the first thing I would notice. I was like, wow, it's mad black people here.
Yeah.
And then I was like looking at people's fits, and I'm just looking like, all right, cool, who's dressing? Sir? Which, again, this is, yeah, you know, I'm just thinking about people's fits and just other stuff like that, but that's probably where it was at. So, like, yeah, what about you?
I was just a bruncher. I was home.
Brunch. Yeah, I noticed how many black people was too. But
yeah, I ain't real. It was mad black people, but I was just like, wow, it's a lot of people. Like, yeah. It was like just people in general. I was like, wow,
it's a lot of humans out here.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, but I was also like, it's a lot of vendors and food trucks out here.
It is.
I was a foodie first.
Yeah,
day.
I was gonna say you being a foodie.
I was trying to try everything, but you know, next time. But yeah, it's just simple as that. Like. We don't know all the extra stuff, like, past that. Like, that's how we understood it. And it's just, like, it's interesting. It's good conversation, Squares.
Starting. Okay.
So, yeah. So, intersectionality. So, do you guys feel like, the entire process of, like, I guess, figuring out where you identify, is that just kind of a way to make us feel less alone in the entire process of, I don't know, life just.
I mean, in a way, because of the fact that with intersectionality, your experience changes and what you identify with, or I guess what you relate to in that moment, it changes that. So I guess it's like you're kind of searching out for where you relate to the people or where you find that disconnect from the people.
So if you find a disconnect, then you're like, wow, I really am alone.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Like, even with the scenarios that we just talked about with entering the room and you're the only black person, like, you start to feel alone in that moment. And then you kind of try to find ways, other ways that, okay, I identify because, all right, I'm a woman or I'm a man. And, okay, I identify with, okay, religious beliefs or... I like how you dress, like something to kind of like not feel as alone in that moment. Even if it's not for like a networking purpose, the event, or you're just there, you're trying to find, still kind of like trying to find your tribe, I guess.
Yeah. So if you identify as a loner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you enter the room. Like first you identify as a loner. So regardless, you feel.
But you can always, I think you can still find people who would identify as a loner. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I was thinking about it as you was explaining it. I think it's funny because the only way you would be able to identify it is because you need other people. You need the relationship of having other people around for you to identify who you are, which is kind of weird.
You think so?
Oh,
yeah, a little bit. Like, I think you can figure out who you are by yourself, but...
It also helps you figure out who you're not. Yeah. So a lot of times, like, it's like the theory of relativity. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of times you figure out who you are, what things are by, like, okay, I'm not a table or I'm not the camera. Okay, cool. I know, like, I'm not that. I know that I'm this. I'm not that, though. So, like, kind of identifying that. And you can finish what you were saying because I lost everything I was about to say.
Yeah, I identify with that.
You identify with
I'll be losing my train of thought.
but you need her. You need somebody else, right? You need her to see her do that for you to realize that I identify with that. Because before then, you don't really, you know, you have an idea of it, but until you see somebody else doing it or you see somebody else that's like you, it's like, oh snap, yeah, I'm that. I didn't know what I was before, but now I know I'm that. Or
it's like, oh, that's the thing I be doing. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Or what?
Sorry. Or the opposite. I see somebody. This person is extremely extroverted. They are not a loner. They are with people all the time. And it's like, I know I'm not that because I don't feel seeing you makes me uncomfortable or seeing, you know, just that kind of thing. You know.
Well, I like being around people like that.
Like what?
That's extroverted. Because I'm introvert. I'm an ambivert. Mm.
Is that the actual? That's the actual, that actual word?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I can be extroverted, but I can't be introverted.
Interesting. But still, it's still like connecting a piece of you. So mm-hmm. like, because you recognize that a portion of you is extroverted, or like the fact that you're ambiverted, it's like, okay, I am a little bit of that, but I'm also a little bit of that person who is like off to the corner, like by themselves or whatever. It's still kind of using that to be like, okay, you might be cool. Like,
yeah. Also, I don't know if you can... I think to some degree you can, but I don't know if you can really define who you are in a vacuum. Like when you're by yourself, when you're by yourself,
right?
Yeah. No, I'm saying like when you're 100% by yourself, right? It's hard. How do you define yourself? How do you define who you are without the relationship of something else to compare yourself to? Granted, I don't think you need to compare yourself to everything, but how do you define who you are if you don't have something to tell you that you're not?
Exactly, it makes it easier to define who you are, don't it?
If you define
who you are, that's how it should be anyway, right?
But yes, but that's after you already have experiences in life, right? So you already have experience to know, okay, I'm not this, I'm not that. If you never have the experience to recognize that you're not these other types of people or do these types of things, then it's like, I can't really define what I am because I don't know what I'm not.
Yeah, so like again, if I drop you in a room and there's no other people, there's nobody that's loud, there's nobody that's quiet, there's nobody that's opposite of you. How do you know what you are if you have nothing?
No frame of reference.
Yeah, you have nothing to compare it to.
Because then you don't know what loud is. You don't know what quiet is. You just know that you just be at a volume. Don't know if it's a loud volume or a soft volume. So you just know you be at a volume.
And so you feel like you can do it without. You can do it by yourself. You can. It's easier to define who you are completely by yourself.
Yes. And no.
Do tell.
Yes. Yes, because... Oh, give me a second.
Let him cook.
I believe that you can. Hold on. Where are we going? Repeat the question, please.
I was saying, can you define who you are without? I guess I don't want to say other people, but can you define all of who you are without other people?
Yes and no. I feel like to a certain extent, you need the other people. But it has to be just you to actually define who you are, if that makes sense.
I feel like you have to make the decision on who you are, right? So, but you need...
But the other people influence certain decisions, so...
No, I'm saying, like, by yourself. So that's a just you thing. Like, you have to make the decision of, like, okay, I am this, I'm not this. Like, that's where you don't need the extra people, but you need the extra people to see... Okay, I like that, I don't like that. I am kind of like that, I'm not like that at all. That's, no. Like, that type of thing. So that is the community aspect of recognizing I am or I'm not that thing. But I feel like you, by yourself, have to decide. That's where I define who I am on my own.
Yeah, like you, I think you need the people around. Like you need the people around so that, all right, you define it by yourself, right? But you defining it from the options that you have between you and everybody else. So, are you again? You walk into this room and you see somebody that's loud, right? You have the option to decide whether or not. I'm loud too, or is he just a loud person? And it's like before then you didn't really have an option because you didn't know that there was an option. If you get what I'm.
I understand, but I still I still feel like yeah, you need the people to a certain extent, but yeah, you gotta be. find yourself to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. It's not
to actually know who you are.
Yeah, but like I said, that I feel like that's after the experience of being around other people. So I feel like even with a baby, right? So if we put a baby in a room by itself,
the baby knows who the baby is. It's once they get around to other people, stuff start to change. Like stuff start changing.
But I mean, does the baby like because? I think the baby knows what it feels. I don't know if the baby is aware of what it identifies as.
This world.
Yeah, because before then, the only thing you know is, all right, do I like this? Do I not like this? And that's it's really kind of cut and dry, right? But once you start adding in other people, it's like, wow, I want to be that. I want to do this. I want to feel that.
But they also put their beliefs okay, you come out, you a boy or a girl. Like, they don't know that the whoever is around telling them they're a boy or a girl.
Exactly.
Then it's like, everybody around them say, okay, either you're attractive or unattractive. You're annoying or not annoying.
So, like, yeah, you have to define what those things are, but until you learn that those are two options,
yeah,
you don't know. Like, that's the only thing.
Like yeah, exactly. And like you were saying, all right, when the baby comes out, the baby doesn't know if it's a boy or a girl, right? So until somebody lets them know that, hey, between the boy and the girl, you are this, you have no clue what you are. You're just walking.
Me. Right.
Exactly the point. So how do you even have an identity without, that's kind of,
so how did the other people got their identity based off other people? That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying they got it based off other people. I'm saying that you need other people to figure out what your identity is.
It's like the people are like a tool in discovering your actual identity.
Like you need to use them as like a canvas for you to figure out what you're trying to paint. Because before then, you're just like, oh, this, all right, this feels good here. But until you're like, okay, I'm trying to paint a person.
It's like, let me look at your canvas real quick. What you doing? Okay, I didn't even know that was a thing. Can I do that? I don't like that. Let me actually, it's just like that, not allowing somebody else to define who you are, but using what you've, I guess, witnessed or the experiences or people that you've interacted with. It helps to, for you to make the decision to recognize who you are. And then from that, you get okay, I identify as this first. The intersectionality is born.
So do you feel like you're, just playing devil's advocate, do you feel like your identity at the moment, do you feel like it was mostly derived from you or mostly derived from other people?
At my core, my identity was derived by me.
Okay.
Like who I am?
Mm-hmm. On the surface.
Pick and choose.
You pick and choose.
Like, seeing other people do stuff, I don't feel like it makes me I am that. I feel like I already knew I was who I am.
But does it make you feel like, hey, I see you doing that. It makes me want to do the opposite. It makes me want to do something like that. It makes me want to do something in that stratosphere.
Or I identify with that. Yeah.
I like it. I like it or dislike it, but it don't make me, let's see, hold on, let me think. because it's like, sometimes it'd be like, okay, I want to try that, but it's not because they did it. I don't want to do it because they did it.
But if you didn't see it, you just wouldn't know. That's the whole point.
You wouldn't have wanted to do it, so technically...
That's
you only wanted to do it.
Never mind. I ain't gonna go into the whole shepherd talk and open in the veil. I know it's more than life then.
But yeah, but you wouldn't even. It may have been something that you wouldn't have crossed paths with, or you wouldn't have thought of just sitting by yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you do have to interact with the world and with nature and with other people. to discover these things. And I think that's another thing of, like, humanity and people were created. Like, and community is important.
Right.
No matter what it looks like, community is important. So, it's like...
Yeah, it's like Ari Lennox, like, oh my God, I need people. Like, that's what
you... Yeah.
It felt like that, too.
Yeah, exactly. And but
I just like people. Like, I just like people.
Yeah.
Certain people.
But we were created... We were created to communicate and to, like, you know, help and grow with each other and stuff like that. So that's just another aspect of that, I feel like. And like we said, like, you do need that time alone, and you need to define who you are by yourself. Don't let anybody else define who you are. But also, you do still, it's important to still interact with people and to still, like, identify, see what you identify with, because like, you might not think that you're an adventurous person because you've just never tried to do anything before, and then suddenly you're like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing, that actually looks cool, let me try jumping out of a plane. So it's just like, you just don't know, because if you don't know it's an option, you just don't know it's an option.
And a lot of times we don't know because we're not around other, like, sometimes you need to be around people sometimes. So, like, even if you're not directly like, oh, I see you did that, I want to do that now, it could be on a subconscious level. Like, you're like, all right, I see you creating something super super great, I want to do something that's just impactful. And right. It's like, but until you saw somebody else do it, it didn't even register in your mind that it was even an option. Like, I didn't know it was an option for you to bungee jump out of a helicopter, but I saw somebody do it. So maybe I want to do it. Maybe I don't. That's not what... I don't want to bungee jump out of a helicopter.
I was about to say, you on your own with that one. Yeah, we're going to go skydiving.
Yeah, I want to do that. I've always wanted to do that, though.
I just now wanted to do that. Still on the fence, but he wants to do it, so I'm going to go with
it. Go ahead and jump.
It's all right. Don't mind us, guys. Okay. But yeah, so you don't know that these things are options just by sitting by yourself. Like, just even if you're watching TV, you start to realize, oh, I didn't know that that was a thing. But that's even still a form of kind of, I mean, it is kind of like a form of community if you don't have any other type of community. Because you're like...
You almost like create the community out of the
TV.
If the only reference point you have for life at the moment is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you're creating the community. It's like, all right, I see how Will lives. Maybe I'm not Will. Maybe I'm Carlton. Maybe I'm Uncle Phil. Like, maybe right. and you're creating who you are kind of in relation to those things.
And then when you start to go into the outside world and start to interact with people, you start to go even deeper and be like, oh, okay, these aren't the only types of people that there are. I thought I was a little bit different than what I saw, but okay, now I know, okay, I'm a little bit of that, I'm a little bit of this, da da da. So, like, yeah, in the end, you do gotta sit with yourself, like, and decide on your own who you are, who you want to be, who you're creating yourself to be, who you're becoming. But community is important.
And I think it's funny because as artists, that's the one thing. So we need community, but we also need to kind of like completely detach from community a lot of times.
Yeah.
To kind of figure out what we're feeling like. Because sometimes you can
community
be...
Community helped the art.
But it does.
Can't get it out until I'm by myself.
Yeah, like, because I think it was a... I remember Drake had said some line about, like, people are spending days in this, like, hours and the nights in the studio, and it's like, he's out living. He's like, I can't rap about the life if I'm not living it. Right. But you have to also have a balance of, like, being out and being amongst the community and then coming back and then just being by yourself. And I think some people don't get a chance to do both. Some people are either very, very loner, or just very, very community based, and yeah. I think yeah. I mean, I think
got balance. Got a nice balance.
Yeah. I think that's important, but I think some people don't want the balance. Like, some people are fine with just being very, very community-based. Some people are fine with being completely by themselves. It's really whatever works for you. And, I mean, you gotta... You don't really be known until you try. Like,
you don't know until you know.
Until you know. Then when you, like, if you are very, very loner-based and you try to be about community all the time, you might find it's very draining. Like, as an introvert, my social meter be draining. Like, it just...
It go quick.
It go so fast. And then I just be ready to go. And then catch me in about 3 months and I'll see you again. It don't be that long. It don't be that long all the time. But sometimes it is. So, like, it just depends on who you are. But you don't know that until you go out. You live life. You know, be amongst community.
I got a question for you guys. Do you feel like, how much do you feel like you learn from just being by yourself? Like, because I know for me, whenever I go in those periods of like hermit phase or just kind of being like by myself, I realize how different I am and how often I don't think about the things that I was before I was just by myself. So, like, how much do you feel like you guys learn when you're in the hermit phase versus when you're, like, with a community of people?
You go first. Need some time?
I do, because I don't really know that I've had, like, a true hermit phase. Because, like, even though I don't be out, like, I be with my family a lot. Like, so... If somebody needs something, like, I will put up, like, their needs before my own. So I'll pop out of what I thought was about to be a hermit phase in, like, 2 seconds because somebody needs my attention for something. So I really, just thinking about that, I don't know. I don't know if I've done it. I got to think. You go ahead.
Question one more time.
So what do you feel like you... So, what do you feel like, or do you feel like you learn more from, like, the hermit phase, or do you feel like you learn more from, like, being amongst the community?
It depends on the community, but a lot of the times, I do want to build a community that's, like, I'm learning constantly. I be learning, but it's, like, I want to learn, like, how to, like... 1% talk. I be wanting to be in. But still, good vibes, great energy, all that good stuff. But I learn a lot while I be by myself. Just because it's just quiet. And it's like, stuff just start making sense. And like, when I get by myself, I be replaying conversations. I don't know if I'm the only person that do this. But like,
you're not. Conversations. I identify with that.
That was good.
Replaying conversations in my head. Like, from start to finish. And I'm like, okay. I see why they did this and this, or said and like the stuff just be clicking, or I be thinking about something that I never thought about before, or that I haven't thought about in mad long.
Okay, I got an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause it don't sound like we just talking about in the hermit phase. So, when I'm by myself, I do like learn a lot more. But I feel like the experience, I need the experiences to learn from the experiences.
So I cut you off. I also be around different people. Like when I be by myself, I don't be physically around people, but like mentally and spiritually and like stuff I be listening to, it just like be like different thoughts and different perspective. Even Hurts music. Hurts music be like my mind be in a different place. Like, even if it's a problem, my mind will go to the solution. We'll think about the solutions or however many solutions there is, opposed to thinking about the problem, like, how I'm going to do this. Like, just be like, oh, I could do this, this, and this, and just stuff like that. Continue.
Action.
So, but yeah. Dang.
Sorry.
You said not quite a hermit phase.
Oh, but like when I'm just by myself regularly, I'm able to kind of just sort through things, like whatever experiences, whether they be old experiences or new experiences. I feel like, so what the question is, if we learn, do we learn more when we're by ourselves? Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, because I'm not so, like, when I'm with other people, I'm in the experience. So I'm just experiencing it. When I'm by myself, I can reflect. I can actually figure out what lesson do I want to learn from this? Mm-hmm. Like, what actually happened? Because sometimes when you're in the moment, like, you think something went a certain way, and then when you sit back, you'd be like, okay, I know that they said this first. Because that would have made the situation different. Or I didn't realize that I went to this place or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yes, long story short, I do learn more when I'm by myself. I learn more about myself. I learn more about other people. And I just be learning. How about you?
I mean, I think, I definitely do learn a lot more, when I'm by myself, but I think I just learn more than anything. I think I learn different things. Like, I think, I absorb a lot of what I'm getting from other people, whether it's on the internet, whether it's just in person. But I think that's also because I have different friend groups that I talk to about different things. So I think when I do learn stuff from the community, it's like I'm learning. I'm having different conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm having a different conversation than with you guys than I would some of my friends back in Jersey. So it's like the conversations, even though they're similar, they go in a totally different direction. And so I'm taking different things from that, and then going back into the hermit phase, or just going back to being by myself. And then I'm like, all right, cool. They said this. I don't know if I agree with that still. And it's like, it wasn't until I sat with myself and being like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I still agree with that, or, you know, but I need, again, you kind of like, you need the kind of like yo-yo back and forth, or ping pong back and forth to kind of like, to get a better idea of like who you are and like what you want to do.
It's like a cycle of like experiencing and reflecting, essentially. But you have to take the time to actually reflect. Some people don't take the time to reflect. Some people don't like reflecting. Some people just want to be in the experience. And I mean, it really depends on you. Some people can reflect while they're in the moment. So,
yep, micro naps.
I don't know.
But like, while they're still out,
I don't know.
I mean, like, while, like, if something happens, they can like kind of reflect on it right then and there, and take what they need from it in that moment, rather than taking a step back and going into their room by themselves. Like, some people are more like, okay, got it. But I mean, for the most part, I feel like we're like that, but mm-hmm. I learn so much more when I do take it back and just sit with myself in that and reflect on it. So it's really just, you know, preference or whatever. But yeah, so in conclusion, intersectionality, look it up. But intersectionality, it will like help you just kind of further identify who you are and what you identify with and what holds importance in your life, and sometimes why.
I thought you said what holds important in your life. I was like, hey, yo, what?
That too. But life is
like a box of chocolates.
Exactly. Sometimes it melts.
Sometimes it's sweet.
Sometimes you get dark chocolate.
You're like, what is this? But life is different for everybody. Your experiences are different, and your intersectionality aids in those different experiences, those different perspectives. So be mindful of that. And also,
stay blessed, stay black, people.
Bye.
Like, comment, all that stuff.
Yes, like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Yes, and sir, comment below. Let us know what you think. What are your thoughts? Do you know about intersectionality? School us if you do. And if you don't, just comment below either way. But let us know any questions you might have. Bye. Adios. Thanks for coming to the gray area.